In Joshua chapter 4, you know, when I attempt to build these impossible things, sometimes you have so many ideas what to do it. I started that ministry from scratch, from nothing. I went there. I didn't know of anybody. I just shared the gospel left and right, day in, day out, 24 hours. Lo and behold, by God's grace, that's what he has done. For a long time, preaching the word of God, for the last 40 years, I found out that if God impresses you to do something and something new in your ministry, you've got to have the passage to back up what he wants you to do. Because when you got the word of God, he will inspire you and inspire the Holy Ghost to keep on going. So for us to build this building in the Philippines, it's a mega church. That's quite impossible in our mind. But when I read this passage, I'm so encouraged that I am serving the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I praise God for the privilege that old-time religion still works today. Because the very God of the Bible, not the God of religion, is still the God of miraculous God. So in this passage, I found the thing out, and this encouraged me. Chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, and this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and the stone shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. That's why I call this project Memorial Stone. Amen. 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 Jump on verse 20. It mentioned two times. 20, 21, and those 12 stones where they took of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal, and he speak unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask the fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over Jordan on the dry ground, dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until they pass over. And the Lord God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. And all the people of the earth, I like that. That memorial stone, the purpose of God still in our time. Amen. Amen. He said that the people of the earth, Philippines, America, might know the hand of the Lord. That it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Let us pray. God in heaven, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this privilege to stand in this pulpit, a sacred place. God, use me tonight to encourage our people and this church. Thank you for allowing me to come back and just to express our appreciation of what they are doing for us in the Philippines. Bless us now. Open our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is the title of my message, Building Your Memorial Stones. Building Your Memorial Stones. In the Bible, we read a lot of passages in the Bible. In fact, the word memorials 63 times mentioned in the Old Testament time. Monuments, okay, and monument was mentioned 21 times. In fact, when we take the Lord's Supper, we always said, do this in remembrance of me. Every time we take the Lord's Supper, that's always a remembrance of the first miracle that took place when Jesus Christ was here. That's why when we take the Lord's Supper, do this in remembrance of me. When you study the book of Deuteronomy, you always find out every chapter. The phrase says like this, remember and obey. Remember and obey. Remember and obey. Remember and obey. Why? Because God knew that when He blessed you, we easily forget God. That's why this time around, when the nation of Israel, as we know, that's been in the hands of Pharaoh for over 4,000 years, and the Lord called Moses to save them from Pharaoh. And the first miracle that took place, God divided the Red Sea and make it into a dry ground. Then for 40 years, they were wandering in the wilderness. For 40 years wandering in the wilderness, many of us, sometimes we pick stuff on that 40 years of wandering, the rebellious or negative thing. But I found out something, that for 40 years, the Lord just allowed that for them to learn to trust the Lord. For them to trust the Lord and witness the miracles of God. Witness the provisions of God. Witness the protection of God. Witness how God would fulfill what He had promised to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Chapter 3. They were now, this generation of Israel, they were now about to enjoy the promised land. They're excited to see it. But that time, it's late spring. The water is so flooded. Humanly speaking, it's impossible. Huge water. Deep. The current is strong. Chapter 3, verse 2. It took them 3 days and three nights to figure out. Maybe some of them, the carnal Christians, tried to figure out, we'll make a bridge. We will make our own boat. How about your little ones? How about the elderly? How about the animals? Long behold, chapter 3, the Bible says, Joshua rose up early in the morning, and the Lord told him, Joshua, go back to the people, and first thing you need to do, give instruction to these 12 men coming from 12 tribes, from the Levites, and carry the Ark of the Covenant. And this is what you will do. Tell the Israelites what I will do. First thing, encourage them. Give them strong faith to trust unto me. I am an all-time God. Amen. You should believe the all-time religion. And he said, tell them to make their first step on the water. And tell the nation of Israel that they have to look closely what's going to happen when they made their first step on the water. The water went back all the way to city of Adam, about 30 miles away. And the water goes this way. And the water goes this way. And the people that carrying the Ark of the Covenant were carrying and wandering. They were wandering, walking on the dry ground. I'm telling you, folks, tonight, I'm serving that living God. I'm happy to tell you tonight that He is the God that I serve. He is the God of the old fashion, the God of the old religion, the God that can still perform miracles. When the 12 were standing on the midst of Jordan River, all of them followed. When all of them crossed Jordan River, Joshua commanded, men coming from 12 tribes, coming from, you know, to priests and Levites, go back to Jordan River and carry a 12 stones. And pile that in Gilgal as memorial. When your children will come, what is these stones mean? Tell them, now you enjoy life because God performed miracles drying up Jordan River. Why? Because God knew. Listen, are you listening? God knew that after He blessed His people, living in the place where honey and milk is flowing of abundance, they'll forget God. But that stone would be a reminder that you will not have that blessings. You don't have that abundance without God in your life. Oh, I hope Americans wake up for that fact. It's very sad even to tell you that even Christians in our churches don't realize that. After God blessed them, you just easily turn away their back and serve their money and the word than serving the living God. Amen? Now listen, my friend. I told my people, I said, if you can sacrifice to give 50,000 pesos, $1,000, this is what we will do. Because in that property, the most interesting to me is not the building, but the monument. I told them, if you would sacrifice to give 50,000 pesos, that's a lot to our people. This is what I'll do. The Lord impressed me to do this. We will put your name engraved on that big 12 stones so that when people would ask, what a building? It's not the building. The people that sacrifice. The people that believe God. The people that still believe the impossibilities. And our people committed to give $250,000. Folks, that's my appeal to you too. Help us to cross our Jordan River. Family, individual, church, we would put your name on that because that would be a living and forever testimony that you are serious about God. If people would ask, who is his name? She is from Indiana, member of Hope Baptist Church, serve the Lord, willing to still preach and tell the world that the God of this universe still in business of doing miracles. So that's my appeal to my people. And that's my message to my people. Tonight, that's my message to you. Think about it. Make it possible. Help us to cross our Jordan River. Preacher, why memorial stone? Why we need to build our memorial stones? Because stones to remember those who gave their lives. As I travel all over your country, I always see that. Memorial bridge. Memorial highway. Anything, something special. Memorial highway of World War II or Vietnam War. What is that? People just wanted to be remembered. I think it's something for us to learn and be educated that people that give their lives, we should be thankful to God and always remember them. Amen? Preacher, what you're talking about, praise God for the first century Christians. Without them, you don't have America. I praise God for Christians in America. Only back 1950s, first missionary came. We got this Bible and Christianity. Hallelujah. Praise God for America. We remember that. And now it's our time to tell the world that there is God. And it's our time to tell the next generation that there is God. Pastor, what you're talking about, Israel must cross Jordan River to enter the promised land. Jordan was flooded. Crossing then, quite impossible. In fact, by principle, the priests were the first one. The Levites were the first one that gave their lives by principle. They were the one. I mean, they knew it. That the water is so deep. They saw it. The water is so strong. But hallelujah, regardless what, we will follow God. They were willing to give their lives because God has an eternal covenant with these people. Listen, folks. God will not fulfill what He had promised until somebody are willing to sacrifice for the cause of Christ. Friends, you have no idea what you're doing today for the cause of Christ. I know some of you, I mean, you give a lot. I mean, you sacrifice. You have no idea. God is fulfilling His plan that somebody will enjoy the salvation. Somebody will get saved. Churches will be planted. Many will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord. So my friend, in fact, it's so strange when they hear the instruction that they were the first one that will step down to the water and go, when Joshua stood up and said, "You men that carrying out the Ark of the Covenant, hey, this is what you'll do. Hey, listen." Joshua told them this. Hey, look closely to the Ark of the Covenant as they carry. Look. I mean, listen, if you don't have faith, listen, that's strange. Amen? Sometimes it takes faith to believe. Sometimes it's strange. But if you have faith, God will do it. When I told my people, for us to really enjoy as a body, we need to build this building, 2,000 seats, auditorium. Preacher, are you crazy? That's strange. We're going to get the money. But I told them, you do your part. This is what I want you to do. They promised to give that money. is strange, but when you follow God, God will do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
He will do it. Sometimes, friends, listen, there are things we cannot understand. There are things sometimes extremes. But listen, just obey God. Because when God tells you to do something, it's always backed up with miracles and blessings. Because He will not tell you without a promise. So my friend, that's the meaning why we need the stones. I mean, these people now enjoying their lives and their freedom, and they survived and they enjoy all these blessings because of their obedience. By the way, along that line, I could see that their obedience, their faith and obedience are united, and it makes miracles of God. And it's equivalent a sacrifice. Folks, listen to me. All we need in the service of God is our faith and obedience with our sacrifice. That's the only time we will be witnessing the hands of God. You know what? I praise God. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, sir.
You cannot stop what's going on in Israel. Those things must be fulfilled. But you know what? As I look closely what's going on, the more I could see Jesus is coming soon. And because Jesus is coming soon, listen to me. God now, right now, God is hungry and looking Christians that still believe miracles of God. The reason why we're in minority and the whole world look at us as defeated, because we do not show to the world that we are serving that Almighty God, powerful God, miraculous God. Right now in our time, in this end time, God is looking for Christians that still believe that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I challenge your faith, my friend. That's the reason why we need the stones. Number two, not only stones to remember those who gave their lives, as well as stones to remember a great miracles. Amen. Almost every miracle that took place in the Old Testament time, God always make a point, you make an altar. You make a sign. Why? Because God wanted to be remembered all the time. Oh, Christians, I challenge you in your personal life, in your family, in your church. Hey, listen, God is hungry. God is looking for more miracles and great miracles. I mean, the time the flooded Jordan opened before their eyes. We can see that in this chapter. I mean, that's quite impossible. It was a resemblance of what He did, dividing the Red Sea. They were crossing the dry ground. And the same thing, when this last generation would cross Jordan River, he did the same thing, crossing the dry ground. My friend, God wanted us, my friend, to show to the world that God is faithful and God is hungry. And God wanted us to tell the world that He is a miraculous God by just changing your life, by just saving your life, by just giving blessing to your life. Tell the world that that is the God of heaven that do it in your life. So my friend, that is the message on this thing that we need to remember. I mean, the Israelites took that stones to remember the miracles of God. In verse 9 to 24, which is my last point, Why, preacher, in chapter 4, verse 9, stones to remember crossing Jordan safely. Crossing Jordan safely. What a blessing to know the fact that every day with Jesus, He is with us. Amen. Every day with Jesus, He is always keeping us safe. All Israel passed over on dry ground. Dry ground. Why is not muddy? Why is not stones? I mean hard time. I mean dry ground. Safe and soft and smooth. Amen. That's how God bless you if you follow God. That's what's going to happen in our church, in our ministry, in our life, in our family, when we 100% just obey God in our life. So they place the stones in Jordan as memorials of this miracle. The flooded Jordan as a symbol of death. Death comes to all. Even all believers must cross Jordan River. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus, we cross our Jordan River. Amen. When we die, we get to heaven. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But through Jesus Christ, He helped us to cross death in our life. And my friend, that's the reason why we need to do this. Tonight, as I close my message, I hope I encourage you, bear with us, help us to cross our Jordan River, as well as tonight. I know you are here tonight. You smile, you enjoy church, but I know in your personal life, your family, as a church, there are some point, maybe right now, that you are facing in your life that you need to cross your Jordan River. I don't know what's that. Maybe a relationship. Maybe health issues. Maybe your children. Maybe you're having financial problems. I don't know. Tonight, you got the message. God is able to dry up your Jordan River. If you just believe the word, He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He can dry up your Jordan River. Pray for your missionary back home. It's quite impossible in our mind to build that building. I started that ministry from scratch, from nothing. That huge tent ministry. I'm only one doing the Philippines and the whole Asia. That's impossible. All these ministries, out from my church, we planted 25 churches. We sent missionaries to the Asian countries just to sustain about 10 buses and vehicles, impossible for financial status. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Our camp ministry, I had that burden long time ago. That's why I remember your preacher. He just came out from Brother Comfort Bible College, preaching there. I catch his number. I've been reading that book. Preacher, I didn't meet you personally. You don't know me. I don't know you. But just reading your book, I feel that I have to call you. You've got to come preach to thousands of young people in Camp Canaan. Lo and behold, he said, I'll go. That's impossible. Both of them, Mrs. Ruth, survived our food in the Philippines. That's quite impossible, but just by faith. Just by faith. That Camp Canaan, about 8 acres, along the beach, it's beach. Where in the world you get the money and buy that piece of property and build buildings. Preacher, what you're talking about? Our God and my God that I serve is the God of impossibilities. In the whole Philippines, no one doing that big, huge tent ministry. But by God's grace, back-to-back tent meeting, you would see 3,000 people every night under the tent, all Catholic people. Every time you extend an invitation, 1,500 souls coming forward and get saved. Many of them just way back outside the tent, running, coming forward, crying, wanted to be saved. Friends, when you think in figure and everything, it's impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Because our God is a God of the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I hope this short message to me, I preach longer in Philippines. I have to be short in him with my friend, with all respect. But church, I love you. Thank you so much for being so good to us. Preacher, thank you. Let us pray. God in heaven, I thank you. I praise you for tonight. Thank you for sharing my heart the word of God and opening their hearts, the opportunities of building their memorial stones in the mission field. Lord, speak to their hearts. Thank you. Thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.